We're doing good. I'm sure a lot of preparation went into the front line for the Houston Texans. I know you haven't watched the tape yet, but do you feel like that as an offensive line, Logan, that you were prepared for J.J. Watt and the rest of that crew there from Houston? Because it seemed like you gave Tom a lot of time to throw the football.
Yeah, you know, that's the strength of their defense is those front four guys, and we knew we had to do a good job, and we worked on it all week on everyone getting in the right places and just trying to do our best and knowing what we had to do against those guys. And I think for the most part, we did a pretty good job. I know Tom did get a hit a few times, and then we did give up one sack, and that was on a mental error. So, you know, we still got some things to work on, but I think overall it went pretty well.
Yeah, you talk about how good this defensive line was for the Houston Texans. This can you paint a picture of us just how compare them to other teams you guys have played of just how good they were, because they did hit Tom a few times in this game, but for the most part, you guys handled them better than anybody else has all year.
Yeah, I think we did do a better job than the majority of the teams have, and the strength of their defense is those two defensive tackles, and they've gave teams fits all year long. And look at Watt, he's had over 16 sacks. I think the other tackle, Smith, has close to seven somewhere in there, and a bunch of quarterback hits. So we knew we had to do a good job inside, and I think for the most part we did. It could always be better, but it could have been worse too, so we're pretty happy about it.
I mean, one of the impressive things coming out of this year really is just the play of the offensive line in general, and the guys that have been banged up and the guys that have just been stepping in, but that was the first game in about a month, right? You probably had the starting five offensive linemen kind of planned on it. Must have been nice just to get everybody back, especially this time of year.
Yeah, it is. You know, I've been in and out, and Dan's missed a few games. I think Seabass has missed one or so. We've been rotating a lot of guys in there, and the guys that have been playing have been doing a great job, and it was nice to get the all five guys back out there together last night and have everyone get through the game. And it just feels nice to have coming to the end of the season here and everyone getting healthy and starting to play together.
Yeah, Logan, watching Tom last night, man, he seemed to be fired up, and he had that look in his eye, and he had that passion that he usually gets in big games. Give us an idea what he was like on the field last night.
Yeah, Tom was all business, and we really wanted to get out there and start fast, and we did. And then we had a little lull there for a while, but we got it going again. And, you know, Tom, he was pretty fired up last night. Anytime someone went, what'd he run for, 6-7 yards, and is that fired up? Most guys get 6-7 yards.
Yeah, he was pretty ticked in the post game.
Tom, he gets a couple yards, and he's pretty pumped. So.
Yeah, he was pretty ticked in the post game, too, because somebody made a comment to him about his running abilities or something. So, and he was like, whatever, why not?
Well, we were talking about it before earlier and saying that, you know, this was probably one of the best games I've seen this team play against a so-called good team. As far as this year goes, I know you guys turned the page and don't look at this game. You know, now you're going to be looking at San Francisco, but was this the most complete game you've seen from this team in a long time?
Well, I don't know. Offensively, we were up and down. I think we probably had more three and outs this game than we've had for any other game this year. So, but that's to be expected. We were playing one of the top defenses in the league, so they're gonna do good at times too. But you know, our defense played great yesterday, and anytime our defense plays that good, we know we're gonna win.
Logan Mankin's joining us, and they made a big deal about this game. Andre Johnson was saying it was the biggest game in their franchise's history. You were saying after the game, that you're quoted as saying, I know the team we play next week. It's not the biggest game in their franchise's history. Do you feel like the Texans made too much of it, like publicly Logan made too much about this game?
You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just how they do things down there, but I know in this building – the next game's always the biggest one, and when you get towards the end of the season, every game gets bigger and bigger. So we've dealt with that before. We've every year we're in this position, and we know big games are coming, and every week is a big game. So I think mentally we're used to every week being a big game.
And do you feel like that's actually an intangible, that as a team, because a lot of guys in this team have played in big games, that you are – more mentally prepared for bigger games, and that you sort of been through the wars, as it were, and that you're on a primetime spot Monday night. You've been here. This team has it. That's an advantage for you.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, you get into these big games, and they're never easy. you know it's going to be a fight, and last night ended up being easy towards the end there, but we know it's going to be a battle. We know the other team's going to bring their best, and we know we have to bring our best. And when you get into those big games, our coaching staff, they always do a great job of having us ready, and we know we're always going to be prepared for those games.
Yeah, hey, and not to talk about the downside of this game, but you guys came out to a great start, scored three touchdowns in a row. Did the Houston Texans do something different in the second quarter? I know you guys went, and this is not like your offense at all, because you're the best as far as not having three and outs. You had three and outs in a row to end that second quarter. What did they do different to you guys in the second quarter to cause that?
Yeah, they made some adjustments, and we had some execution problems there. But, you know, they got good players and one of the best defensive coordinators in the league, so you're not just going to go down the field on them every time. We'd like to, but we just know that's not going to happen. And in this league, it's always competitive, so they made some good adjustments, got us on a few plays, and if we'd executed a little bit better, we could have had some better drives there, but we just didn't, and they made good plays.
Does Bill and the coaching staff, Logan, point out that, you know, at this point in the year, if you guys win out, you're in a position to be one of those top two seeds in the AFC, and what that bye week would mean if you do get to that point?
No, nothing's been said of it, but all the players know. We've most of us have been around long enough to know what's at stake right now, and the coaches, they just keep pushing for perfect play, and they just want us to all do a great job on every play, and everyone do their job, and everything will take care of itself. And we know, we all know, if we win out, we have a good spot, and we're just that's what we're focused on right now, is beating the 49ers, and then if we keep winning, everything will take care of itself.
Yeah, I don't know how much film you've seen already, but this 49er team defensively up front, especially, another huge test for you guys next week.
Yeah, they're front seven, another great front seven. You know, they got good linebackers. They got the leading sack guy in the league. They got one of the best three techniques in the league. So it's going to be another rough night, and we're going to have to get everything dialed in this week and have a good plan for them, and everyone's going to have to step it up.
Is there any Alden Smith-J.J. Watt comparison, or are they two completely different players, Logan?
You know, I haven't seen enough on Smith. I think he plays a lot more end instead of inside. So, he's having a heck of a year, and they have numerous good players, so we can't just focus on him.
All right, last one for me. Tom Brady's on the station every day after a Patriots game, and he reported this morning that Stephen Ridley brought in some adult onesies and that the offensive lineman was wearing adult onesie pajamas. Can you confirm that, Logan?
Yeah, he did. And, you know, most people that make clothes nowadays, they're not making enough big sizes, so they were pretty snug.
How snug? What do you say, pretty snug? How snug are we talking here?
Well, they were tight. They were tight in the chest. Tighten the butt, and guys were walking around with moose knuckles, so but hey, your running back gives you something. You don't want to let him down.
Good stuff. He's the running back. You can't let that guy down, right?
Yeah, we can't let him down. We gotta do whatever he needs us to do.
I'm glad there was glad there were no video cameras around for that. Logan Mankins joining us here. Logan, congratulations on the win. Good luck Sunday against San Francisco. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, guys. Thanks. Congrats, Logan.